We want to continue the discussion that we've had with you and with yesterday was with sociologists about why people are poor and then stay poor in some cases and whether there is such a thing as a culture of poverty. You can actually check out the conversation we had yesterday at thetakeaway.org. But this is something that definitely has you talking just as it has us still talking. And one of our listeners contacted us with a very personal answer to the question of whether or not there are certain behaviors that keep people in poverty. I want to say good morning to Kelvin Whitehurst from Nashville, Tennessee. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Celeste.
Listening in on WMOT out there. Now, you grew up in a poor household, but you couldn't have been known from, toddler age that you were poor. How did you find out, I guess, or realize that you were poor?
Well, I'm not going to technically say I was, like, poor, but I understand the, let's just say that I understand where they come from because I've experienced it, you know what I'm saying, growing up. Seeing that other kids were, having things that I didn't have or, people may have had things that we didn't have in our house, put us in that category because, my father or my family was working hard for whatever they had to do. And, I know that we didn't have it as better off as everybody else did,
Okay, so you've since come out of poverty, right?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Let me put to you the question that got you to write into us. Do you think there are certain behaviors that keep people in poverty?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yesterday I heard a lot of the guys talk about it. Of course, is the environment, where people are raised around, when y'all made the comment about, it's where people, they're born into it. That is kind of truthful to it, but the truth is, it's not because you're born into it. It's how, people around raise you and stuff. If no one's helping you or showing you how, there's something better than just what your environment gives you, then that way, that person's not going to progress, basically.
Well, what behaviors are you talking about? I mean, they were saying that you can actually change, that's how people get out of poverty, is that there's not just a culture that someone's raised in that makes one inevitably poor for the rest of their lives. So what behaviors do you think keep people poor?
That's a tough one for me right there. I have to think about that one right there.
Well, what do you think you've done that's caused your own misfortune to slip into poverty? Do you bear any responsibility?
Oh, yes. Being negligent and not caring, maybe not thinking, like I said, not taking advantage of opportunity when it's given to me. That's a good answer right there for you.
Not seizing opportunity when it knocks. Mm-hmm. 28-year-old Kelvin Whitehurst been in and out of poverty his entire life. He called into the show yesterday from Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks so much for joining us, Kelvin.
No problem.
You can continue this conversation with us. Let us know what you think. Are there, as some people suggest, survival behaviors that people learn when they are born poor or raised poor that keep them in poverty or not? What do you think? Weigh in at 8778-MYTAKE or at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.